prayer. O long-promised Christ child, living word incarnate, true God and true man, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. We have come together on this set-aside day to thank you for the many things that you went through for us and ultimately for our salvation. Your entire life led to your sacrificial death upon the cross for our pardon and peace. And that all began with your coming as that babe in Bethlehem. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to truly worship you this day and to make sure others know and appreciate what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. There is no true Christmas apart from you. In your precious name, O Jesus Christ, do we pray. Amen. Again, I would like to read. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. A very Merry Christmas to all of you here this morning. We know that the Christ child was first worshipped by the shepherds after they were told of his birth by the angels, as we heard. And then sometime later, the wise men came and worshipped him. But after Christ, the actual Christmas was first celebrated in the year 98. And 40 years later, it was officially adopted as a Christian festival. It wasn't until the year 336 AD that the Christian church at that time officially decided that all believers should celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus on December 25th. And so here we are today, celebrating the birth of Jesus on December 25th. By the grace of God, we are once again privileged to celebrate Christmas, where we are remembering God becoming flesh in the person of Jesus the Christ. That little babe born in Bethlehem was God becoming a little baby. Yes, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, became a man. The angel had come unto Joseph, whom we might call the earthly father, foster father, and the angel told him, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And that's what the name Jesus literally means, Savior. Think of all the names of God that we find in the Bible. There are 250 of them listed throughout the Bible. Yet the name Jesus has something sweet and dear to us. In the book of Matthew, as well as in Luke, we are told some of the beautiful details of how he came to earth. God not only sent his only begotten Son into the world, but he sent him in a way which forever touches and thrills the hearts of people. It was such an awesome and humble way that it will make the nations of the world and all ages of people join together to celebrate it until the very end of time. Jesus' unique start was with his conception by the Holy Spirit, when that Holy Spirit came upon Mary and she conceived. Although she had had no sexual relations, she conceived, and this truly Virgin Mary gave birth to the Christ child. The true story of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is a cornerstone of the Christian faith. We are awestruck with the details. The mystery of the angel coming to talk to Mary, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Mary, the traveling to Bethlehem to fulfill scriptures, no room there in the inn, and that humble stable that served as their lodging place. The manger that usually fed the cattle was what they humbly used as his cradle. It was there that the Son of God took his first human breath on earth. How can we describe this God-man to the human eye? A man one time was shown a red glass bottle and asked what he thought was inside of the bottle. He guessed wine, brandy, whiskey. He was told that it was actually full of milk. He could not believe it until he saw the milk poured out. What he had not noticed was that the redness of the bottle hid the color of the milk it contained. And it's much the same with Jesus Christ. Anyone who would have gone into that stable and would have seen a little baby probably looked like any baby. But the outside covering, like the red bottle, was covering what was on the inside. He really was God himself, made in the flesh. How remarkable. The angels knew who that was in the stable. One said to the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And the wise men knew because they laid their gifts before their King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yet today, sometimes the very message, the heart of Christmas, the true meaning behind it all, can get lost in all the hustle and bustle, the nights with the lights, the ringing and the singing, the bows and the shows. Just a couple of weeks ago, I heard a speaker on a radio show who said that he kind of liked Christmas because, as he summed it up, when and where else do you sit around a dead tree together and eat candy that you pulled out of your sock? Really? That's how you're going to sum up what Christmas is all about. Where is at least a mention about the Christ child? Linus on the old traditional Charlie Brown Christmas show did a much better job. After Charlie Brown yells out, "Isn't there anyone that knows what Christmas is all about?" it's Linus Van Pelt that steps out to center stage and he says, "Lights, please." And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Out of the mouth of babes. Let the real meaning and purpose of Christmas ring out. It's not just awesome to rejoice in the way Jesus came, but it means so much when we think why he came. The whole purpose is what we hear in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, it's true that the purpose of the birth on that first Christmas night was that that child in the fullness of time was going to sacrifice himself upon the old rugged cross for all of us. Through his birth and his death, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And that's you. And that's me. That's everyone in the whole world. In the Old Testament, it said that he would be the Prince of Peace. Christ came to bring true and real spiritual peace between God and us. Because of our sins, we're enemies, hostile to God, the Bible says. Jesus came to take those sins away so that we could be brought back together with God once more. Remember what the angel had declared? Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. When you come to know that Jesus and what he did for us, it can blow away other stories of Christmas. I recently heard the story about someone who had gone on a trip to the Holy Lands. While there, he had bought a nativity set for his Sunday school class. It was carved out of olive wood in the town there of Bethlehem, and it had all the traditional figures, sheep and oxen and wise men and the shepherds and, of course, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. When he began to return his trip home, he had to go through the very strict security at Tel Aviv Airport. He didn't think that the nativity set would attract very much attention, but he was wrong. Each figure was carefully scrutinized and even x-rayed. The man asked why they were being so diligent, and the security officer explained it this way. You see, we must make sure that there is nothing explosive in them. The true Christmas story is quite explosive. It's part of the dynamite of the gospel story on who Jesus is and what he came to do for us. It's only Jesus who could do all that had to be done for us and our salvation. And that's why the apostle said that there is no other name whereby we must be saved. The name that we need is Jesus. Only he could come in the way that he did, keeping all the demands of God perfectly for us, and then taking the punishment that we each deserved. Without that name, we would be ultimately lost, crying out in desperation and confusion. In the year 1247, a hospital was built in England called St. Mary of Bethlehem. 200 years later, it was converted into a hospital for the insane. In those days, the patients were so poorly treated that people could hear noises and confusion coming from the building. So the original name of Bethlehem was gradually shortened to Bedlam. As you know, that word has come to be known as a place of wild uproar and confusion. Think what happened back there. People took such a glorious, beautiful, and peaceful name like Bethlehem and made it into a name that means confusion and disorder. And in many ways, that is what has happened to Christmas today. It all took place in a beautiful, glorious, peaceful place called Bethlehem. But the sinful world has made it into a day of confusion and disorder. May we never forget the real event, the birth of Jesus, that took place in that town of Bethlehem. The prophets in Old Testament times predicted where he would be born, as well as what the coming Savior would do. The angel, in talking to Joseph, explained it so carefully when he said, "He will save the people from their sins." The angel has also said to the shepherds, "Unto you is born a Savior." This word of God has been telling the world ever since that Jesus Christ really was and is the Savior of the world. Remember when John the Baptizer was pointing to Jesus? He said, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." John wrote in the Bible about Jesus that he came to bring light and life into the world. St. Paul wrote in the Bible, he came to save sinners. Jesus himself summed it up when he said that he came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus came to save us. That's the purpose for his going through all that he went through. It was for me, and it was for you. The message of Jesus is all about true and real love. No wonder a man by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte had this to say, "I know men, and I tell you that Jesus Christ is no mere man. Between him and every other person in the world, there is no possible term of comparison. Alexander the Great, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I myself have found empires, but upon what do these creations of our genius depend? Upon force. Jesus alone founded his empire upon love, and to this very day, millions would die for him." End quote. The name Jesus is the name that is accepted as the symbol of atonement for sins. His name is truly what the Bible calls the name above all names, and it's the name that we want to remember on this day, as well as on each day hereafter. Even though many today may try to hide or cover what this day is all about, the real and true meaning of Christmas is still here. Let us rejoice today with the faithful all across the world who still believe in the message delivered on that very first Christmas day. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep our hearts and our minds and our faith in this Christ Jesus our Lord unto life everlasting. Amen.